End of day of the Torah week, Rabbi Yossi Moore, Tuesday night.
Okay, good evening. We've had a full variety of weather the past few weeks. We've had snow, we've had sunshine, now we've got rain, it's Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, we were discussing a topic which, if you don't learn the topic, then when it comes to it, you don't even think about. And it doesn't happen every day. But again, a person sitting by the table and he's having chicken soup, and someone near him, opposite him, next to him, is having a bowl of cereal. I find it quite nagel when it comes to supper time, when the children just want to top up and they have some Rice Krispies or Weetabix, and you're busy having schnitzel. You're just having a plate of schnitzel, very just pecking at the schnitzel even. So we said that there's an issa in Shulchan Aruch and some peches not to eat together with someone else having milk. And there's an eitzah for it, putting a hekka. What's the hekka? Either by placing an extra placemat, something which you wouldn't usually do. Let's say the person who's eating cereal now places a placemat underneath his as well. Or you can use something else as a hekka. You can take a bottle of Sprite, which you don't plan to use in the weekday. You take the bottle of Sprite and put it on the table. That would be a hekka. It doesn't have to be exactly in between the two people eating. It could be anywhere on the table. There's a hekka. It's enough to have just a hekka.
You're not worried about
splashing? No, we're not worried about it. No. Chazal, we're cheshish for all these things. When it comes to eating, there's a special kiruv that person might come to eat something else. Let me ask you a few interesting shaydas. And firstly, if someone himself is eating by himself, he's sitting down to a plate of schnitzel, he can see this, you know, when children have cereal, they don't finish it off. Yeah, halavai, they have even half of it. So you're left with like a half a bowl of Weetabix with milk just opposite you. And you come to the table, it's only you which is by the table. Does this halacha still apply if it's only you on the table? Till now we've been discussing your son's having Weetabix and you're having schnitzel. So we said, put a hekka. Says the Chochmah Sotam, there's no difference. You come to the table with a plate, it's you, the chashash is that you might come to have a bit of the milk, so you, even if it's just you by the table, you'd have to for yourself. It's funny. Imagine coming to the table with a plate of schnitzel, you got opposite you, you got a bowl of cereal, you have to come and put a hekka on. Or take off it might be easier to take off the cereal. Okay, either of the two. Now let me ask you such a shayla. Fish and meat. This is very negeir. It comes to Friday night meal. It comes to Shabbos day meal. Friday night, you've got the first course is usually fish. And not always do you manage to get rid of all the plates of fish before the soup comes along. Well, let's say it comes Shabbos day and there's liver. And some places they have liver at everyone's seat. And then you've got fish in the middle. Is there any problem one person eating liver and one person eating fish? Eating meat together with fish. Right? We know that eating meat together with milk, we said there needs a hekka. What would you say eating liver and someone next to you is eating fish?
No.
Would we say there's a chashash you might come to eat fish together with the liver? The person eating liver might... Says the Pesach... Says it's a sakana. A person's not allowed to eat liver together with fish. You wouldn't be able, you can't have a chicken together with fish. So the Pesach can say that the Darche Tshuva brings down that says, kol shekein, you can't have meat or liver together with fish. Why? Because if already meat and milk you can't, then kol shekein meat and fish, which is a sakana, because of the klal of chamira sakanta meyisura, which tells you the sakana is worse than an issa, that's what the Darche Tshuva writes. The Maisa, it's not on Gunaman. That's why you would need a hekka for two different people. Oh, geshmakare! This is exactly what the Sefer of Chaye Halevi, there's a Shailas of Tshuva called Chaye Halevi, it's exactly what he writes. He says, Faket, this is a chap. You want to get your brains working. He says, Gufa because Chamir Sakanta Meisura, that a person knows that it's Muhammad to have meat together with fish, that's all the more so a reason that he won't anyway start mixing the two. Vishlema isavaheta, bosavacholov. So, bosavacholov. Okay, that's okay. Nishkefelach, abachamirsa, kantami, so to have together liver together with fish. That's good for a sip, but you don't need the hekka. The maisa, the minig is not that you don't need the hekka bachlal. There's no reason to. If a person's having liver, then no problem with fish. Let's move on to something I think more practical. Let me ask you such a shayla. In Kolo, two people come to Kolov, and during Bina Storim, they open up their lunch boxes. They all come along with lunch for all come along. Two people are coming along with two younger light, they're coming together with a lunch box. Two people at work, And they're having lunch. What do they bring for lunch? One person brings a cold meat sandwich, and another person is bringing along something milky. He's bringing a cream cheese, right? A roll with cream cheese on. And this is actually a shayla, which a few months ago someone had the shayla.
On one table?
And they were on one table, bin astorim, they're chatting together, they had on one table, because it's very shchech, such a thing, that bin astorim, you have one person taking out his sandwiches and he has cold meat, and the other person, and the faket, they know each other, they're sitting down and sitting eating.
Wouldn't share.
Oh, now, yeah, still, there's still a chashash. Shachnor says, even if, as long as they don't have a hate against each other, but as long as, even if they're two regular people, there's always a chashash they might take from someone else. Now, the chashayla is, the fact that they're based themselves over their own lunch boxes, will that make it any better that you shouldn't need a hekka? Is it a hekka? Is the lunchbox a hekka? Maisa, the person weren't so happy with that. The maisa, you would need a hekka. A lunchbox is not enough, because this is anyway what they would do. It's not something that you're adding. You have to add a hekka, so that's not enough. But let me tell you a chiddush. That tackle will need a hekka. Let me tell you a chiddush. Two people on a train or an aeroplane where you pull down the seat. Yeah. I'm not talking about the tables that you get on the train that you can get a fuwa, that you can get a full table, that's a real table. But if you have a table that you can pull down, that each and every person gets their own table, and one person's having meat and one's having milk. So what would you say to that? Do you say Chazal only made a gezerah on a shulchan, and this is two different shulchanos? Or maybe someone to say, but etzem there would have been one table. It's just a practical, practically speaking, it's two different tables. The person, the Oynim are happy with that. Chazal only made a gezerah on a table, one table. This is two separate tables. The person will seem to be happy with that. These sort of things, these sort of shayla.
Exactly, with a goy, because he's having milk and fat. Is it a problem now?
The person are okay with that. There's some actual machlokes about that. If you've got a goy that is eating his cholov, so are we going to say that there's a chashash you might go into his cholov? The person are more makel when it comes to that, because you refrain more when it comes to a goy, so that would be okay. Let me speak about something which is more shchiach, I think. Okay, so that's been a gear to the hekka of making sure that when you come to a table and you see someone eating milk and you're coming along and having a schnitzel, to make sure there's a hekka. A hekka doesn't have to be anything major. You just bring along something which is a hekka. You could bring a hat. If your hat's not always on the table, you bring it to the table. You made some sort of hekka. Again, it doesn't have to be in between the two people. You've just done a hekka. I've done it quite a few times already. And it's not such a thing which is a rochik al hadas. It's just something to get used to keep your eye open, to make sure that a person is not eating together. If it's at two ends of the table and you can't even get hold of the person, and it would mean you have to stand up and go to the other end of the table, the person will also make all that. Yeah. It's dafka, I kept on mentioning that, it's next to you, opposite you, next to you. That's when there's a chashash, you might call it. Let's move on to something more practical. If the shayla, a person has just finished schnitzel. You've just finished a bowl of chicken soup. And now the shayla is, you want to know, when can you have your milky chocolate? When can you have your milky coffee? That's basically the shayla. So after meat, can you have milk?
So chicken or meat?
That's no difference. Now we're moving on to pei tzimin pei tes. Pei ches was the halachas regarding while you're eating schnitzel. We just have to make sure there's no one else eating milk while you're eating schnitzel. Now the shayla is, you've had your schnitzel. You're waiting for your next bowl of cereal. You're waiting for your coffee, your chocolate. How long do you have to wait? What's the story? We'll know you have to wait. What's the shayla here? So, just very briefly, the Gemara tells us that after you have bossa, wife, you have to wait amount of time in between the milk and meat. After the meat for the milk. Now, you know, the Gemara says, this is just a Mefurish Gemara, that Mar Ukva said that my father used to wait 24 hours after you have meat in order to have milk. That's what Mar Ukva said. But you know, it says Mar Ukva, me, I don't wait 24 hours. I wait just misuda le suda. I only wait from suda to suda. Right? Stumbles in. The Baal Musa asks, Bombakasha. So if Mar Ukva was so pleased about his father waiting 24 hours, why didn't he try and achieve what his father did? His father tried and waited 24 hours. He should also wait 24 hours. The Baal Musa say, yeah, you can't copy Yanam's Chumrah. His father had up as a Chumrah to wait 24 hours after meat, which is a Chumrah, which you can't be masik. Very nice, leave it for him. But Ma'uk for himself, he didn't feel up to it. And many times I've seen Rabbi Falkai, he used to be knowing on certain things. Yeah, you leave him, let the people, great people, do the way they do it. You have to carry on doing the way things that you can deal with. So that's what Ma'ukva did. He waited. The Lashon HaGemara is Misuda Lesuda. He didn't wait 24 hours. He waited the time that a person takes from that takes from a Suda to Suda. If you look at Tosfos Daf and Art, Tosfos says Misuda Lesuda. Plain and simple means as soon as you bench and you finish, you make bone foshes on the schnitzel, you make a birkas hamazon on the Shabbos Suda. Straight after, Zetzachavei can have some chocolate and coffee. That's what Tosfos says Mefurish in Daf Kufei. Tosfos says that. Kuhn to Tosfos. Tosfos will be here. You give him a piece of schnitzel. Shkoyach has very geschmack. Bone foshes. And you'll start having a coffee afterwards. Shaken over there, have a coffee. Tosfos in Kufei. Oh, so washing the mouth is ready. Machlug is whether you need to do it. Taz and all that. So we're not going to pass him like that anyway. But this is how Tosfos learns. The Ramah, based on Tosfos, says, man, it's got to have some sort of month, so it became the minute to keep an hour. But that Ramah is based on Tosfos. However, we know that the Rambam, and the Rif, and the other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch say, that there is a month for it, there's 6 hours. Okay, so that's where it comes from, 6 hours to wait after meat. You have to, there's the Shulchan Aruch state to wait 6 hours after meat. Now, that is benegia to the 6 hours which the Ramah writes for Chaynoagin, and the Taz writes, you know, to be Machmei, the Shach says to be Machmei, the Chochmas Adam also says, it's known the minig is known to wait 6 hours, and it says that if we don't keep 6 hours, then we're over on Al Titosh Torah Asimach, it's like a very stark minig to keep 6 hours. Now we do know there are other minhagim, some people wait 3 hours. We've heard such a minig in Germany, there used to be Noe Gazoi, it's based on a Prichodosh. Because Mesuda, hang on a second. So when it comes to this Musuk of five and a bit, five and a half, this is, it's not really based on anyone Mefurish, it's the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Kemoshe Shois. You have to wait about 6 hours. Now 6 hours, we learn 6 hours. It means minute to minute. But Reb Aaron Kotler, the Briskerov, some attribute it to the Briskerov, that they say that it means Kemoshe Shois. Why does the Rambam say Kemoshe Shois? It means like, once you're ready in the 6th hour, 5 hours, and 1 minute, and some say 5.5 hours, and Taka, Rabban Kotler, in Lakewood, he was manhig, that in his yeshiva, they would wait 5.5 hours. The Rabbi says, not so ongulum in this psak, because it's not mamish based on anything beforeish, and therefore, those which wait 6 hours, usually try and wait 6 hours. You will find a lot less, which is 3 hours, that's based on a pre-chodosh, because pre-chodosh says, you look at the Suda, how long it takes from one Suda to another Suda in winter. When it comes to the winter days, a person can have dinner at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and he can already be up to the next Suda because it gets night early, so some people used to have the minute to have supper earlier, so in the winter, so then 3 hours is also became like the sort of the guideline of Mesuda Lesuda. But really, the ikka shittas that you find in Mefurish in Rishonim is 1 hour and 6 hours. And the Maisa, 6 hours is definitely something to try and achieve. In fact, someone came to Rishonim Zalman, it's a chiddush. I found it in Kiddush. Someone told Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have a minute to keep 1 hour. Or I can't remember, either 1 hour or 3 hours. Should I try and strive for the shitta who holds 6 hours? Or maybe, listen, I've got my minute. I came from, who knows, I don't know, Holland or something. And I want to stick to my minute. And Rav Shlomo Zalman answered, try and strive for 6 hours. Because the Shach brings it in, the Taz brings it in, the Shulchan Aruch. It says, I was surprised to see this Rav Shlomo Zalman, because I know others were chaylik. Rav Shach was chaylik. Rav Shach said, if you have the shtaka minik and keep the shtaka minik lekula. But Rav Shlomo Zalman held that a person should strive for the 6 hours. Having said all that, there's still a lot of kulas involved when it comes to waiting 6 hours. Firstly, let me just ask you a question. If a person finishes his cholent Shabbos day, he finishes his cholent at 1 o'clock. He looks at the time, okay, 1 o'clock. But till he finishes the meal, till he benches, it's already 1:30. When he waits 6 hours, is it 6 hours from finishing the cholent 1 o'clock, meaning he's milky at 7? Or do you look at the end of the meal, that when he finished eating the ganze suda, he's finished the afters, finished dessert, and he only finishes at 1:30, which is at 7:30, he should be milky only 7:30. What would you say? 1 o'clock, Shkoch. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shkoch, yeah, exactly. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that you look at the end of the meal, so 1:30. The Maisa, the Olam, the Fizach, the Kamat, everyone across the board said, you look at the time that you finish your cholent, and that's how we take on. Let me ask you such a question. So, this is a Shlikel Chiddush. Firstly, when it comes to the big Shaila, when it comes to children, When it comes to children, it's always a big nizan how many hours to make them wait. So number one is when it comes to a child up to the age of 3, 0, 1 and 2, that's garnished. As long as you make sure there's no mamoshes of meat and milk together, that's okay. So as long as you just sort of rinsed it out, that's fine. As long as it's mamash not the same minute, and you got milk and meat in the same mouth and mamash the same time, you wait a minute and just make sure, as long as there's no, at the same time, that's okay. From the age of 3 until 9, it's kedai to introduce an hour, because an hour is me'ikadin. And from the age of 9, it's already kedai to slowly upgrade and try and give the child a chance to be able to be mekayim the ikashit of 6 hours. Obviously, we're talking about a person who's mekayim 6 hours. If a person himself does 3 hours, it's very difficult for him to do 3 hours and his son to do 6 hours. Okay, so when it comes to basar v'chalav, till the age of 9, it's 1 hour is a waiting 1 hour is good enough. Which is some people will find it a big kula. And some people will find it a big khumrah. You have to try and get the middle and try and work it out. But it's very good to know that 1 hour me'ikadin is okay till the age of 9. For a lady who's pregnant, a lady who's nursing, or a person who's a bit of a choyla, there's no problem. It's based on the Pesukei Teshuvah, brings from the Chasam Sofer, that waiting 1 hour is already enough. Waiting 1 hour is good. Let me just finish off with the Meshunad. Sorry? A lady was in Eretz Yisrael, she's called up. She wants to know, she's after chicken, and she's got a taiva for, she's desperate, she's got a danusach, she's desperate to have milk. Stay in the poskim, a person, she's beteva, more weaker, she was nursing, and the poskim omikil comes to this, mikad, the remor brings down the shitta 1 hour. So when it comes to, obviously, the chatchil or machim for 6, but when it comes to a tzorech, choyli katsas, choch masadim writes clearly, choyli katsas, let me share with you a massive chiddush. Very briefly, a very big chiddush. I want to share with you such a chiddush. You have a person who wants to serve the baby some cholent. Okay, so you have chicken soup. It's quite an agar. She wants to serve the child chicken soup, and she wants to taste the chicken soup to make sure that it's got enough salt. It's not too salty. Well, she wants to make sure it's not hot. She wants to stick her tongue inside the chicken soup. Or maybe, I think it's the very Negev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, she wants to check the cholent to make sure it's got enough salt inside. So what she will do is, just with her tongue, the tip of her tongue, just stick her tongue inside a bit of the cholent, just to make sure there's enough salt. Can she now taste it, if she wants to have coffee, she wants to have, I don't know, she wants to have chocolate, she wants a bowl of cereal, can she lechatchela stick her tongue into the cholent, to see, obviously she'll try and take out a little bit if she did. Or let's say she's feeding a child chicken soup. She wants to make sure it's not too hot. You sometimes just want to do with your lip, with your tongue. You just want to make sure. The person says it's okay. There's a Shulchan Avni Yoshbe about this. As long as you're not chewing and you're not eating anything, you've got around being the Rashi and Rambam, which we're going to have to be mounted a bit tomorrow. We're running out of time. I want to clarify this point again. It sounds like a bit of a kula, but we'll have to discuss this Shaila. But the first few minutes of tomorrow will have to be Mazmish. Go ahead.